Let's turn to another guy who we really like, Dan Holloway, film critic from Metro.
But not as much as me. He doesn't like you as much.
Yeah, well,
me.
I don't know you as much, and I don't know about your connective tissue. I really like people's connective tissue.
I have great connective tissue.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. My ligaments are strong.
Uh-huh. How about the two hemispheres of your brain connected by the corpus callosum?
I was actually born without a corpus callosum.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. So, left brain and right brain operate independently.
That's interesting. And in fact, that's the sort of thing that might be taken on by a director like Michel Gondry.
Very nicely done.
Right, who did Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. And another big director's coming out with a movie, J.J. Abrams. Cloverfield's his movie. And if you want to talk about huge household name movies, Rambo is back. And the reason we're going to talk about some of these upcoming movies, not one this week, is the movie this week is called One Missed Call. It's one of those movies with the kind of title where it just invites reviewers to jump on it. But what's the deal with this movie? You didn't even get to see it?
Well, yeah, I missed One Missed Call because I wasn't...
Like that, exactly like that.
Connective tissue. Yeah, I wasn't invited. As neither were
you?
Any other...
Are you on their blacklist?
Yeah, I'm actually blacklisted from all Ed Burns movies.
That's not a bad blacklist to be on. But it was one of these movies that didn't screen for critics.
Yeah, no critics were allowed to see it. Probably a good idea. It's a... to my knowledge, it's a movie starring Ed Burns. It has something to do with phones and horror, and it is one of the many remakes of a Japanese horror.
When you say it stars Ed Burns and has to do with phones, it's not just his normal thing of phoning it in. He... I like Ed Burns. I liked his first movie, and he was good in Saving Private Ryan. But he's been getting a little, my opinion, a little preachy, a little annoying. I wanted to ask...
If you disagree, please write into our blog at npr.org.
Yeah, you know, or Ed Burns, we're both Long Island kids, you know, we could sit down over a beer. But One Missed Call, so let's do this. They didn't let you see the movie. Why don't we do this? Why don't we play a clip of the movie, and then we'll just do our review.
Sounds good.
Okay, let's hear it.
Hey. How was it?
It was a funeral. It sucked. From now on, I only go to parties where no one gets cremated.
How are Shelley's parents?
Considering their 24-year-old daughter drowned in the backyard pond, they're great.
And you?
I mean, I knew Shelley. We interned at St. Luke's together. She was not crazy.
I know, Leanne, but the way that she was talking at the end there was pretty...
Yeah, that doesn't mean she killed herself.
That's not my ringtone.
Oh, my gosh.
I gotta see this. Well, okay. Professional critic Daniel Holloway, give us your take, script, performances.
All right, I was really excited about the line, from now on, I only go to parties where no one gets cremated. Mm-hmm. And then,
good rule to live by.
Yeah, and then after that, I started to kind of lull into a deep sleep, and I actually just woke up with a ringtone joke.
Ding, ding, ding.
I thought someone had just wheeled, we can't see it, I thought maybe someone had wheeled a vibraphone into the scene, I'm not really sure. Let me ask you this seriously, in your history of being a critic, any of these movies that they don't screen for critics, have any of them actually been good? Can you remember one where it's like, you know, I would have given that a good review if they had let me see it?
I can't recall them, you know, and as a critic, I don't generally, like... I go to movies I've seen already because I haven't taken my wife, and
right.
She gets mad at me, and, you know, she browbeats me into taking her to, you know, Harry Potter or something. But if a movie like this comes out and I've already seen, like, you know, six movies that week, I generally don't go, you know? I can't think of one in forever that hasn't been screened that I went and saw and said, oh, this is fantastic.
And don't you find that the studios have this weird relationship with critics? Because on the one hand, they'll not let you see a movie for fear of bad reviews. Yet on the other hand, they think that critical acclaim drives a movie to the point where even a movie that got bad reviews, they always throw gush quotes on the ads of totally obscure critics to make it seem like the critics like it. So I don't get – I mean, do you understand?
I don't get it because, you know, critical acclaim obviously does not drive box office. National Treasure is a testament to that.
Yeah.
And Peter Hammond from Maxim is always going to be willing to give you a good review that you can use on your posters. So, yeah, it's a pointless endeavor. I think everyone should do like what they did with Alvin and the Chipmunks a few weeks ago, which was they screened it at like 10 in the morning on a Saturday when, you know.
Well, the little kids have been up for 6 hours then, so. They screened it for 7-year-olds.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to one of these big movies with a lot of buzz, Cloverfield. We've seen, perhaps we've seen, and we've talked about it on this show, the I guess it's a web. There's a fake blog, and there's also clips on the web. Let's hear a scene from the beginning of the movie. There's a party, some loud noises and shaking. No one knows what's going on. Let's hear some of that.
Shut up. Guys, come on.
15 minutes after word of a possible earthquake in lower Manhattan, nearby in New York Harbor, we're getting word of an oil tanker capsizing in the middle of the harbor near the Statue of Liberty. Once again,
that's really close.
There's no way to know
that's
if any
really
of this
close,
is connected.
Let's see. What, do you think you could see something on the roof?
Oh, maybe.
Sure.
Want to go to the roof? Let's see if we can see something
on
the roof.
Come on, Jason.
Yeah, let's go up there.
I don't think we should.
Yeah, let's go up there.
That was really...
What do you think? Think it's another terrorist attack?
It's insane, man.
Well, J.J. Abrams is the lost guy.
Yeah.
Right? Does he have experience in movies?
He did MI3, and actually he's produced, I believe he's a producer on this. I forget the name of the director. I forget the name of the director, but I know that the last thing he directed was The Pallbearer with David Schwimmer.
Oh, that was a huge failure.
Yeah, that pretty much killed Schwimmer's career as far as, you know, becoming a movie star. I don't know how he became attached to this. But yeah, this was called Untitled J.J. Abrams Project forever and ever and ever. There's an extraordinary amount of buzz around it. And a lot of it was based around anyone who is a Lost fan remembers the sort of Lost experience web viral thing.
Yes, he's very good at using the web to promote his product.
And he's doing the same thing here.
Okay. Next movie we're going to talk about is Rambo. Now, I don't know, when you go to the movies, do you bring like one of those pens that light up? Some critics bring that. Do you have that?
No, I end up with like what my coworkers call serial killer handwriting all over my pad.
Because the reason I bring that up is when you go to see Rambo, you better bring something. And that's a good supply of body bags.
Well, actually, Rambo, I put it in a call to Lionsgate a couple days ago, and Rambo is another one of those ones I'm not going to be allowed to
no.
see. Yeah, but I will go see that after it debuts.
Don't you think that people are just... people would be thrilled to see Rambo, even if it's cheesily bad.
I'm thrilled to see it.
I even want to see Rambo.
The trailer showed him punching a guy's head off.
Awesome. Can we hear a little of the Rambo trailer?
War is in your blood. When you're pushed, killing's as easy as breathing. Live for nothing, or die for something. Your call.
The great pithy little quotes.
Your call, people.
This guy could eat things that'd make a billy goat puke. It's over, Johnny. It's not over. It's not. I'm sorry. I could do most of the movie from memory. The first one, First Blood. The other sequels were bad. Hey, we can't review this movie. We haven't seen it. But did you like the remake of Rocky? Well, not a remake, but the last one, Rocky Balboa, where he's kind of the old guy.
It starts off all right, and the fight scene starts off really well. I think if you're under the age of 45, though, you're going to find it really insulting because the message of the movie is basically like, hey, don't forget about the boomers. We're still here, and we're still kicking butt.
Yeah, it's desperate. Okay, there's a couple other big movies coming out. I guess Katherine Heigl's in a romantic comedy called 27 Dresses. Michelle Gondry from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, who does some really genius work, is... directing a movie with Jack Black called Be Kind to Rewind. Excited for that one?
Yeah, excited for that one. I think it's going to be better than Gondry's
Science of Sleep, right? That was a very strange
one. Tedious.
And finally, this is something that critics just down the line have huge disagreements about. Woody Allen's coming out with a new movie. It's called Cassandra's Dream. What's your take on Woody Allen?
I'm not a fan of his London period the way that some people are. I mean, I don't think anyone likes Scoop, but The Match Point, I didn't enjoy.
You didn't like Match Point?
Yeah,
a lot
it
of
seemed
people
like he's getting a little too old to be doing that sort of thing.
Is Cassandra's Dream, can we put it in his London period?
Yeah. It's Ewan McGregor and Colin Farrell play Cockney brothers living in London. Tom Wilkinson is their uncle, and somehow they get involved in a crime that spins out of control. Sounds like a solid Woody Allen premise for a drama, and we'll see if he can do anything with it.
All right, Dan Holloway, film critic for Metro Newspapers. Thanks a lot for coming in, Dan.
Thanks.